Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is she's forgotten more about what you and I need to know in making sure we take care of our taxes and our retirement plans than most people will ever know. She's our expert in that area and has been now for more than 16 years. She's the author of all of the J.K. Lasser series books on small business taxes, including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2014. She also has an outstanding ebook called Smooth Failing, which I encourage you to find on Amazon. And she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Great. Great.
So what's on your mind right now with regard to keeping up with the IRS and making sure that they stay in their building, we stay in our building?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, they came out with draft forms before the upcoming tax season, and very interestingly, they came out with the new draft form for depreciation. If you're taking expensing or depreciation, and for the first time in my recollection, they left off the number, meaning that we don't know what the Section 179 expensing limitation is going to be.
Wow.
For this year, and they came out with the draft form to hedge their bets, meaning that they didn't put in the number.
So they did that to take care of themselves, but they didn't do anything to take care of us.
Well, they can't do it. It's up to Congress. They don't make the number. It's up to Congress. The $500,000 limit for putting in place new equipment and certain other property expired at the end of 2013,
right.
And now we're stuck with the $25,000 limit.
Unless Congress acts, right. We don't know if they're going to go back and put it back like it was. We don't know if it's going to be something negotiated in the middle.
Right,
yeah.
And the problem is that Harry Reid said he doesn't even want to consider the extenders, which includes this provision, until after the election, which means that the tax year is going to be over before we know what the rules are going to be for the year.
Now, folks, let's take that little bit of insanity and dysfunction, and let's apply it to the real world out here on Main Street, where in the fourth quarter of 2014, the economy contracted below positive. We went negative in the first quarter 2014. They tried to blame it on the weather. They tried to blame it on January, February, etc., etc. But folks, this is one of the pieces. This is one of the straws that piles on to the economic camel's back, to Main Street's back, that is breaking it. Because when you've got this kind of uncertainty, and Barbara, as you well know, that this is just one example.
This is a very small
we're talking
example.
About.
Yeah.
That's right. And but all of this, all you take all these examples of the government not doing their job or getting in our way, and all of it adds up to what contributes to a negative economic growth. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We're paralyzed. We have paralysis here because what kind of action can you take? And if you think about it, the original purpose of the expensing rule, where if it wasn't in place, you'd have to depreciate the cost over a number of years, was the very thing that you talk about. It was to stimulate the economy. It was to get businesses making capital investments so that they would put the money into the economy, the manufacturers would get the money, they'd have money to put into the economy, and the money would start moving around. But without this, nobody's doing anything.
And grow jobs, yeah.
That's exactly
well,
right.
And let me. So this, folks, as most of us know, on Main Street, when we buy equipment of any size, especially something that would qualify for, around $500,000 in a write-off, most of the time that's financed through somebody. And in my case, it'd be financed through my bank, my community bank. Well, guess what, Barb? The NFIB survey shows month after month after month, year after year for the last 4-5 years, small business owners don't want to borrow any money.
No, absolutely
it's because,
not.
It's because of this kind of dysfunction.
It's the uncertainty.
That,
uncertainty is just numbing, and it doesn't seem to be something that we can deal with anytime
soon.
It's
getting worse. It's getting worse too, Barbara. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some more things that you and I need to be paying attention to with regard to government compliance with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.